that Ohio State beats Michigan and wins the Big Ten. You going to put a two-loss LSU in the playoffs?
Mm. Can you imagine having a college football playoff without the SEC champion? That'd be tough. Hey, I'll give you one even better. I'll give you one even better. What if A&M would find a way to upset LSU? You know, LSU, what if LSU would have got beat by Arkansas this past weekend but still gone to the SEC championship game because of the head-to-head win against Alabama and against Ole Miss? And what would you put a three-loss SEC champion in there if they beat Georgia? I don't think they're going to beat Georgia. But, yeah, there's a lot of chaos. We've got 3 weeks left, James, and there's going to be a lot of chaos, man, still coming.
Okay, my question is this, too. If you want to put a two-loss SEC champion in, but you want to leave out a one-loss ACC or one-loss Big 12 champion?
Hey, there's a lot of folks saying that Georgia's already in. So you could put two SEC teams, including a team with two losses in over a couple of conference champions with just one loss? Again, I don't...
I heard something else over the weekend.
Yeah?
I heard another one, too, over the weekend.
All right.
LSU beats Georgia. Ohio State beats Michigan and plays a tight game against Illinois. Or let's say TCU loses one. You got Georgia, Tennessee, and LSU in. And either Michigan or Ohio State. You're going to put a one-loss Tennessee in to replay against Georgia.
Why even play the regular season?
They're sitting there at five.
Yeah.
You know, they're sitting at five, so they can jump. They can stick them right back up there.
Now, even though let me warn the people of this, James. I think you're right about this. Even if Tennessee is five, a conference when Tennessee's not going to be playing in 3 weeks, and a conference champion is going to be playing, we know that there's several factors out there. Number one is losses. They might have the same amount of losses as a conference champion, but a conference championship, a division title, and a conference championship is two things that Tennessee won't have on their resume. And then the committee would have a whole thing to look at there. But so even though they're five, that didn't mean they automatically move up to four in case one of the teams loses. A team at five or six could jump, or six or seven could jump them, depending on what all happens.
That didn't stop them when Alabama didn't play in the championship.
Yep. But that's once.
When Georgia beat Auburn.
Well, I'll say this too. We've never had a Power 5, one-loss Power 5 champion not make the college football playoff. So there's a lot in there, man. Yeah, there's a lot in there to impact.
Yep. But, you know, it just means more in the SEC.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this one. Some of my Carolina fans, after they beat the mighty Texas A&M and Kentucky, they were going to go win out this year. Those two wins don't look too good no more.
Yeah, it's crazy how we judge. That's a very good point, James. I appreciate the phone call. It's crazy how we judge things that happen in September in December. Teams look different because of injuries. I mean, even Clemson's standpoint. I mean, the team that Clemson faced in Wake Forest just a few short weeks ago, that Wake Forest team that was undefeated at the time looks completely different than this 6-4 Wake Forest team. I mean, NC State 7-3, but NC State looks different without their quarterback. But on the other side of it, the team that Clemson beat in Florida State since the Clemson game has gone on to win three in a row and been absolutely just dominating people. Since the Clemson loss, Florida State beat Georgia Tech 41-16, beat Miami 45-3, beat Syracuse 38-3. So that team looks different on the positive end of things. North Carolina kind of changed the trajectory of the ACC championship game by beating Wake Forest. And now if you think about it, North Carolina, the team looks a lot different than they did after the Notre Dame loss. They've got Georgia Tech, NC State the next 2 weeks. Both are at home. But NC State's like a lot of teams. They aren't good enough. Like Oregon this past weekend, they aren't good enough, aren't elite enough to play bad and still get in there. There's only two teams that are elite enough to not play well and still win every week, and that's Georgia and Ohio State. And their schedule helps out, too, because they just haven't had those tough road tests as of yet. If the Tennessee game was on the road and Georgia didn't play well, an Ole Miss game, an Alabama game, maybe an LSU game, if those would have been on the road then and Georgia didn't play well, they lose. Georgia's road schedule has allowed them to do that. Ohio State, they play Michigan on the road, or if they played, you know, a better – nobody else in there. If they play Notre Dame on the road rather than playing them at home in week one, they don't play well, then they lose. But they've been – not only are they elite, but their road schedule has not allowed them – and they're not going to get beat at home. Those teams – you don't have to be elite to go undefeated at home. Clemson's not elite, but they're going to go undefeated at home. You have to be elite to go undefeated on the road or else play well through your schedule, and your schedule helps out there. 654 Roar on a Reaction Monday. Let's get to Lane checking in. Good morning, Lane. How are you?
Good morning, Mike or Mickey.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about how the Clemson Tigers look inconsistent week to week, and I was just want to know, how do you think they're going to do down the stretch?
Lane, that's a good phone call. How old are you, Lane? What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade, and I'm turning 12 years old on the 23rd of this month.
I love it, man. A happy early birthday. Call in or text in your birthday. We'll sing happy birthday to you. I think that's great. I think you make a good point, Lane, that Clemson's inconsistent. The main reason they're inconsistent is that they have talent issues at certain positions. Certain positions they don't. But even then, you got to bring it every single week. And as good as Clemson's defensive line looked this week against Louisville, the same guys didn't look all that good against Notre Dame. And I'll ask you this, Lane, and if you could be honest with me, do you do the very best you can in school every single day? Do you mind your mom and dad and grandparents every single day? Are you a good brother or sister? I mean, you know, to your brothers and sisters, are you good to them every single day? Or some days you do much better than you do other days?
Okay. Well, kind of put me on the spot there. Some days I'm in a bad mood more than a lot because my brother sometimes can be annoying, but I try my best. I try my best in school, but I'm not perfect. So
there you go. Yeah. Hey, I like the fact that you're patient with your brother. Is he older or younger than you?
I'm the oldest out of three. I have to set the example.
Yeah. I think you're doing a good job. Sound like you're doing a good job of it. But Lane, it's hard, right?
It is hard. It's really hard.
Yeah. Because Clemson's little brothers and little sisters are South Carolina and Louisville and Florida State, and sometimes they get to be aggravating too, I guess. It's hard. That's a really good question. Yep. I do appreciate it. Hey, do me a favor. Call me on your birthday, and we'll sing happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lane. Have a great day, man.
You too.
Do we, Will Clinton, I'll ask you. Now, I mean, on the air, obviously, you're perfect every day. Your day job, man, it's hard. We're human beings. Clemson's defensive line was disruptive. Clemson's linebackers were disruptive against Louisville. At home, against a different kind of offense, against Notre Dame, I thought the front seven struggled really, really bad. I don't know if you remember this or not, but last week, I got a text from a former college coach, and he said, the hardest part about being a coach is you don't know what team you're getting from week to week. And I totally believe that. Our general manager here today and upper management here today, well, we did a great job getting this thing ready. They don't know what kind of moods we're going to be in and what kind of things they're going to be dealing with all day, every day. You just don't know. We're human beings, and it's hard to do it every single week. That's why the elite, the Georgias and the Ohio States, the only two I think of at this point in time that are elite, that's why that they can get by when they're not at their best. Clemson is not good enough to turn it over, to get blocked punts, and to beat a good top 20 team like Notre Dame on the road. Georgia is, Ohio State is. But that's because they're so good at every position that even their C-minus game still wins. Now, on those national championship runs with Deshaun Watson, and with Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne and Wayne Gallman and Mike Williams and T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Artavis Scott and Jordan Leggett and Ben Boulware and Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell and Trayvon Mullen, those guys, yeah, they were good enough, believe it or not. They were good enough to still win. They were elite, and they still won even when it didn't play their best. And this team at Clemson is not as talented at wide receiver, at quarterback, at the offensive line maybe at times. But even in the place that they're talented, like the defensive line, at times have not played great so far in the season. I didn't think the defensive line played very well at Wake Forest this year. I didn't think the defensive line played very well at Notre Dame. The same defensive line dominated Louisville at the point of attack. Did a really good job in the second half at the point of attack against Syracuse. Did a really good job against Boston College. Did a really good job against NC State. And so what you get week to week when you're not elite and you can't survive makes it extremely difficult. It's a long season. It's 12, 13, 14, 15 games, and those things tend to show up over that time frame. We are up against our next break. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trail. Speaking of elite, TREHEL.com. Now, they are humbled enough to not call themselves elite, but they know that it is a better building experience. One of the major shifts in the branding of Trail is that it was the better building process. And that process has led them to evolve into what is now they brand as their better building experience. It is an experience for you. You're going to absolutely love dealing with these people, the relationships with these people. You're going to absolutely love just how great that works out when you sign on with them and the communication and the decisions that are made. Time and time again, we see it. So great friends over at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. You're going to love your time from the first phone call till even after you move into your building. You're going to enjoy the process with Trail. For the experience with Trail, for the better building experience, call my good friends there, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. This is Reaction Monday. Haven't really touched our Adams & Co. roofing text line. We will get to that in a second, along with your phone calls. It is a busy Monday show. Much more with Will and Mickey right after this.
It's bow time. Use the Bojangles app this holiday season to spend less time in the kitchen and more time celebrating with a Big Bow Box. Order one tonight and get enough chicken, fixins, and biscuits for everyone. Nothing says seasonings greetings like sharing chicken and cheer with your whole crew. It's bow time.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
A rate increase you can get excited about. Now offering even higher rates on certificates and IRAs at Founders Federal Credit Union. Save up for future expenses or simply boost your savings. Minimum deposit $500 required to open. Introducing new 15-month certificates yielding 4.32 annual percentage yield or APY. Stop by any Founders office or use Founders online from a browser or the Founders app to open a certificate from wherever you are. Plan your future with an IRA featuring rollovers, transfers, and a variety of IRA options from traditional to Roth to education savings. Now with higher rates, such as the new 15-month IRA yielding 4.42 APY. To open an IRA, visit a Founders office near you or visit FoundersFCU.com to learn more. Rates accurate as of October 17, 2022. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Relax. You're with Founders. The Pendleton Tire Company wants you to have a tire as strong as you are. The Michelin Defender LTX is ready for the tough jobs and the long hauls. It holds up to tough conditions and will keep you rolling strong with confidence. Give Zach or Joey a call at 864-646-3694. Michelin Tires and the Pendleton Tire Company, a winning combination since 1973. PendletonTire.com.
When you want to give a gift from your heart, turn to Turner's Jewelers. We have the perfect earrings, necklaces, rings, and watches for that special someone. Choose a dazzling treasure from Pandora, or let our artist at Turner's custom create a daring, unique piece. And nobody says I do like we do for weddings. Trust more than 60 years of family jewelry experience. Get a gift from your heart from Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy, even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
There's no day more important than game day. No game more important than the next. And no team more important than your Clemson Tigers. Now that the season is here, do your part to support your team with what you wear, put on your car, and serve at your tailgate. The Tiger Sports Shop is conveniently located on College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. They have selections for everyone to be able to show their Tiger pride. If you're short of time, shop the website at tigersports.com and either pick up your order or have it shipped to you direct. The Tiger Sports Shop is all in, all the time. Go Tigers!
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar,
where every day is game day.
Joss on the city bed, Scooter searching for his groove. Seem like the whole world walking pretty, and you can't find more room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all, 'cause I'm running on the bad side. And
welcome
I
back. Glad to have you with us. Since 1917, Harbin Lumber has been a top lumber and builder supplier in the upstate of South Carolina, top in the industry in Georgia and North Carolina as well. The number one asset is their employees, man. They love their people. They have people in this family-owned business now who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, they're working to grow. They're working to be a part of the community. You know, when you have fourth generation family owned since 1917. It is about family to them. It is about community to them. I've seen this and I know this firsthand from knowing them. So from construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks, been trusted for 100 years now. HarbinLumber.com in the Carolinas and Georgia, online at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053-353-5053. A Reaction Monday, 654 Roar, Adams and Co. Roofing text line. 5856 ask, honest question, why is Michigan not considered elite? That's a good question. I think main thing is schedule. Who has tested this team so far. I mean, Ohio State, you could say, even though Penn State was at home, you could say Notre Dame. But Michigan, their best win, well, Penn State was on the road. I'm sorry. Penn State was on the road. A Penn State at home, that's 41-17. Can you beat Colorado State, Hawaii, UConn, Maryland, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan State, Rutgers, Nebraska? Can you beat them and be considered elite? I don't know. Their most recent run is a good question, but their most recent run hadn't been as long as Ohio State's most recent run. So I don't know if you can have elite with that schedule. Now, they do play Illinois this week. And that might be a little bit different. I might give them a little, but that's a home game too. In the end, they have and we told you this in the preseason, Michigan has a one-game schedule, and that's coming up in the Horseshoe a week from Saturday. Good question, though. Texter says, my biggest takeaway, this is from, by the way, the 706 area code. My biggest takeaway from Clemson Saturday is if we came out and ran DJ against Notre Dame like we did Saturday and played up-tempo like we did Saturday, I think the game would have been much different at Notre Dame, just my opinion. I don't disagree with that. I think tempo was a big part of what they did this past Saturday against Louisville. And running DJ was a big part of that for sure. Hey, this is interesting. This is from the 484 area code. Listening in Pennsylvania on the app, was a treat to hear my nephew, Lane, just calling in. Lizard Anderson, very smart, 11-year-old, Mount Lebanon in Pendleton. Yeah, Lane, got a big birthday coming. Won't be 11 for long, though. Lane's got a big birthday boy coming up here pretty soon. Texter 9452 said, as a Clemson fan, I have an easy job. Sit in the stands with my cold drink, make a lot of noise, and listen to people complain. I have to admit, I wasn't into it Saturday. Can't tell you why, but the players don't have that luxury. We say they better be ready to play at the top level while they're on the field. Go figure. You know what? Brilliant point. I'm going to touch on more of this tomorrow. I don't want to get into it today, Will, but I'm going to touch on this tomorrow. And this is not every fan. Clemson has a bunch of good fans. And let me say, Clemson fans are the same as everybody else's fans. All right? There's no difference in it's not like they're, you know, different than the people you go to work with, people you go to church with, people that you go to school with and all. We're all the same. Fans are the same. With that said, I think it's everywhere, but I noticed it because I'm at the game on Saturday. Some people are just miserable. I don't want to get into it today, but I will get into it more tomorrow when we have more time. This is Reaction Monday. This is about your thoughts on it. But believe me, we'll get into it big time tomorrow. Adams & Co. Roofing text line. 5983. I like the offensive game plan on Saturday. Run the ball with Maffa, Shipley, and DJ. Work the ball to Alling, Brenning School, and Antonio in space. Agree or disagree? Totally agree. 5983. Totally agree. And we can talk about this tomorrow. I don't know if you run the counter. I don't know. You know, if you run a pull and pin and pull, I don't know if you run certain schemes. I'm not good enough to know that, but I do know that when Shipley touches it, and when Maffa touches it, and when DJ runs it, and when Antonio Williams touches it, and Brenning Stowe touches it, and Davis Allen touches it, it just goes better. So Clemson ran, I think I'm right by saying this, Clemson ran 73 plays on Saturday. On the plays that Maffa, Shipley, DJ, Antonio, and Antonio Brenning Stowe and Shipley called it. And I'm going to throw Adam Randall in there too. He hadn't busted out yet. He was targeted a couple times, but you got to throw him in there too. So 73 offensive plays on Saturday. 44 runs. Let me get my calculator out here. 44 runs between Maffa, Shipley, and DJ. Antonio Williams caught 10. That's 54. Brenning Stowe caught 2. That's 56. Throwing God in there, that's two, is 58. Allen caught one, is 59. Oh, by the way, DJ caught one, that's 60. Shipley caught one, that's 61. 61 of 73 plays, those are the guys that touched it. Spectre was forced into duty. EJ Williams had a nice catch. Nice to see that, yards after catch. Drew Sweeney had a nice 8-yard, 9-yard catch. 8-yard catch. But for the most part, Shipley, Maffa, Antonio Williams, Brenning Stool, Davis Allen, and Ngata maybe, or Randall maybe, and Ngata. Those are guys, when they touch it, that's what the best offensive coordinator. Get those guys. Those are your playmakers. Those are the best players. Get the ball in those guys' hands. Very good point by the texter. Brian in Blythewood said, Ohio State's schedule is so weak with a S-O-O-O-O-O-O-O. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is bad. Ohio State basically has a one-game schedule as well. The Notre Dame game in week one, I mean, Notre Dame wasn't coming into the horseshoe and winning. They did go to Penn State. But basically, it's Michigan at home. And Michigan can beat Ohio State in the horseshoe. I don't think it's going to happen. But let's don't pretend that Maryland this week, Indiana, Northwestern, Iowa, Michigan State, Rutgers, Wisconsin, Toledo. Here's why Ohio State's schedule is so weak. They are elite. They're not going to lose at home. So their road games this year, Michigan State, Penn State, Northwestern, and Indiana. I'm sorry, Northwestern and Maryland. Road games. Michigan State, Penn State, Northwestern, and Maryland. Those teams aren't good enough to beat Ohio State, and Ohio State's not going to lose at home. Michigan State is currently 5-5. Penn State is currently 8-2. Not bad, but that was a close game. Penn State had a fourth quarter lead. Northwestern is 1-9, and Maryland is 6-4. Those teams aren't good enough to beat Ohio State. You're not going to lose at home. Texture 4658 says, we could talk tempo, but they flat out stopped doing it after success with it. They need to marry it to it and play to it. They're better with tempo. The problem there is you have to get a first down first. You don't want to go tempo three and out and only use 25 seconds on the clock. So once they got it going, then they use tempo a little bit more. And then you slow things down. I like tempo and mixing it up. I think the staff had a pretty good plan there. Texas said, can we talk about the hilarious holding call that messed up DJ's run after he called it? Yeah, McFadden just tackled a guy. Clear as day, wide open, just completely tackled a guy. On our Adams & Co. roofing text line, Texas asked, when was the last time Clemson had a 100-yard receiver in a game? Let me go back and look. I had to go back and look and see that for you. I'll check that for you for sure. But while we do that, 654 Roar, 654-7627, Red checks in. Hey, good morning, Red. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. Morning. Just woke up with a lot of gratitude, man. A lot of gratitude.
All right. I hadn't seen anything. Normally, I get to see some stuff. I didn't see anything. How'd it go this weekend?
It went real well yesterday, man. CarMax, over here in Greenville, they put together the meet, and they had a team building thing come out yesterday with us yesterday, so they had about 12 other managers and workers come out and do a little workout there in the community, and they bring so much love when they come, man. It's just unbelievable, and they wear the CarMax shirts, so they're, you know, visible. And it's just awesome. It really is. Eric Cable does a great job over there. He's the general manager. He gets it together, man. He said he put a text out. Within 10 minutes, he had 12 people already signed up.
You know, you and I talked about this off the air. For a company, you talk about team building. Man, there's very few things that can make you feel appreciated and feel appreciate what you've got in your work situation. Very few can do that like you get with what you guys do and come out and volunteering. So, man, I think that's that's fantastic, no doubt.
Yeah, and then we fed our regular people, but we had so many other people out there yesterday. It was unbelievable. We had to go, after we fed the 125, I had to go buy 12 more pizzas to give to some more people that were out there.
Yeah.
And we handed out 70 blankets, and that wasn't even enough. We needed more.
I was thinking about you guys the other day because when I looked at the upcoming weather, well, we got down to 31 overnight last night. And I know you talk about heat and cold, and those are two major factors for you. We got rain coming tomorrow, so there's a lot in there, a lot to unpack in there. But you know, certainly prayers to all that. And you can, by the way, give blankets and sleeping bags and tents and all those kind of things. Go to the stuff, the Facebook and the website, Sunday Dinner with a Twist, to help out that.
But we got a lot of big things coming up, Mickey. We were asked. And I feel so honored that they would call us. The United Way has asked us to come in and feed 40 families for Thanksgiving for kids at a high school here in Greenville that their families may not have a meal for that Thanksgiving. And we're going to put together 40 meals for 40 families.
How about that, man?
It's truly an honor, man, when we get asked to do stuff like that because – it's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt about that. That's great stuff. I know you guys take a lot of pride in that for sure. And you know, I got a thing for young people. My compassion goes out to anybody that's suffering by no fault of their own and no mistake they've ever made. That our sins are passed along to our kids oftentimes, and just nice to see you guys doing something for those young people and hopefully giving them some chances, and I know you're going to take a lot of pride in doing that for sure.
Yeah, and I keep telling you this, Mickey, and I'm just going to have to say it again. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for you that morning and the Roar listeners, because we look at our finances, and about 60 to 65% of our donations come from the Roar listener and the Clemson family. And we could not do this without y'all. We absolutely could not.
I'm grateful. I'm prayerful that you made that phone call a couple of years ago, and it doesn't surprise me to hear that number because I know who our listeners are. But I am prayerful and thankful that you made that call, and we have had this relationship. Thankful for what you guys, you and Cassandra, and everybody does there. And again, hey, Red, on Sunday Dinner with Twist, your contact information is on there. But look, there's a lot of small businesses, a lot of big businesses. Uh-huh. That are in the upstate of South Carolina. You want a team building? You want a great corporate outing? You want to get your folks out? Nothing feels as good as volunteering, and nothing does the heart good like doing it. And then that team building part, strengthening the bond of your employees. Man, get out there and come volunteer with you guys.
Right.
Or I tell you what to do. Call the CarMax folks and see how it helps them and see if they can give you an endorsement for what they do there.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome to see, and they bring their families out too, Mickey. When they bring families out, their families get plus them, then they go back and tell the other people at CarMax, man, y'all missed it, and then they sign up for the next one.
All they need to do is see it one time. I feel great about that for sure.
And all they have to do is get in contact with me, call me, whatever they need to do, Facebook message, they can call me anytime, and we'll set it up. And we got a big year coming ahead, and got some big things wanting to happen this year, so we can do it with all of y'all.
No doubt about it. Texture 9244 says, Red knows what it's all about. You sure do. Hey, bud, I'm glad to hear the great news. Thanks for the inspiration, bud. Tell Cassandra hello. We'll see you guys soon.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. On that one question, when was the last time Clemson had – 100-yard receiver in the last home game last year? Bo Collins had over 100 yards in the senior day of 2021 last year. Had one this year, but in the final home game last year, they had that in that very nice 48-27 win over Wake Forest. We will take a short break. We'll come back. Phone calls and texts. It's Reaction Monday when you return for more after this.
At EasyCater, food for work is our thing. Maybe that's why we get orders from 93% of Fortune 500 companies. So what's up with the other 7%?
So sorry the food is late.
You should order through Easy Cater. Professionally delivered on time and as ordered.
Totally would, but the E is broken on my keyboard.
Just get IT to fix it.
Totally would. Can't type the word help.
Why don't all companies order through Easy Cater? Who knows? Order 24/7 from over 95,000 restaurants on EasyCater.com. Easy Cater, food for work. It's our thing.
Come check out our fresh inventory reload at Burns Chevy in Gaffney. We're currently stocking 30 pre-owned trucks and SUVs under $30,000. Some of these great deals qualify for our highly rated Buy Here, Pay Here program. Hurry, these trucks are selling fast. Visit online at BurnsChevyOfGaffney.com or in person at Exit 92, just past the Big Peach on I-85. Burns Chevrolet, your right choice since 1923.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy, even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Medicare Advantage plans for 2023, in my opinion, have made the most improvement to benefits that I have ever seen. Whether you are interested in a standard plan, a Part B give-back plan, chronic special needs plan, dual special needs plan, veterans plan, or extra help partial Medicaid plan, there are more choices with richer benefits and $0 monthly premiums. You owe it to yourself and your family to review your plan options during this annual enrollment period. I am so convinced that this will be a record year that I've scheduled over 35 meetings in the Upstate near you. You only have to do your part and call us early as these meetings will fill up. Call today, 864-307-8484, and remember that my services always come free to you. Also, if you ever feel you need a plan that I do not offer, I will help you get in touch with Medicare to shepherd you.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's golf cart superstore. If you're looking to upgrade your existing cart or purchase a new one, let the amazing staff at Elite Custom Golf Carts guide you in the process. With the largest variety of low-speed vehicles, golf carts, and electric bicycles, along with the largest selection of parts and accessories, they can help you find exactly what you're looking for. Visit them online at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information.
It's here this weekend. Diamonds Direct's biggest and final store-wide sale of the year. 3 days of extra savings. Friday through Sunday. Your final chance before the holidays to save an extra 20% on virtually everything. Rings, earrings, pendants, bands, colored gemstones. And the selection is double with entire designer lines flown in only for this event. This is the best pre-holiday shopping opportunity. The biggest sale all year. Special financing too. Details at DiamondsDirect.com. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Sark's Greenville Auto Repair is your shop that can repair your vehicle. Our staff has over 30 years of experience and are ASE certified, serving Greenville County since 2015. We specialize in brakes, suspension, wheel alignments, tires, engine diagnostic, and oil changes on all foreign and domestic vehicles. If you need basic maintenance or emergency repair, we can get you back on the road quickly. Located at 1900 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, or call 864-609-0202 for an appointment today. You can visit us online at sarksgreenvilleautorepair.com.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. By in the yellow and green, stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Welcome your guest into a clean, healthy home this Thanksgiving. Call the friends of ours, the cleaning pros at Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning right now. Mention my name, Mickey. Mention WCCP. They're going to give you $30 off your next air duct cleaning. Use a promo code AIR30. No spaces in there. AIR30. Schedule that online at ZeroResGreenville.com. 558-7300, 558-7300. So you've got some guests coming. You've got a bunch of things going on. That's next week. Like, that's crazy, but that's next week. Get it done. Take care of it all month long with that great special. Our friends over at Zero Res. ZeroResGreenville.com. 5300, air30.com. Mention my name at WCCP and take care of that. Let's get to several phone calls in this segment. 654-ROAR. Zeke is in Simpsonville. Good morning, Zeke. How you doing?
What's going on, Mickey?
No, I had a great weekend. Hope you did too, man. Hope you're off to a good start here on a Monday. Always good times.
Oh, yeah, got a question for you. What chance does Drake May got to get to New York City, Mickey?
You know, in looking at it, he continues doing what he did this past week, 448 yards and 3 touchdowns. People don't give him enough credit. He is still their leading rusher and carried it 19 times for 71 yards. He's their offense. Everything goes through him, and they're 8-1, and they're 15th in the country, and so they keep moving up. And look, I think he's had the best year statistically of anybody in the country. Now he's got to fight the Strouds and the Youngs and the preseason hype, but name somebody who's had a better year. Name somebody who's played better this year, and I don't think he can.
Well, here's another question. Name a player that's had to carry their team more.
No. Look, Hendon Hooker has great wide receivers and a really good running back in a scheme. You know, that's another thing. Hendon Hooker's a system quarterback. There's nothing in North Carolina system that leads Drake May to what he's doing. Caleb Williams is having a good year, but you better start giving Drake May a lot of credit right now. Drake May deserves to go to New York City. He says he's a freshman. Maybe he won't win it. But whoever wins – now, again, there's three big football games left. But whoever wins it will not have the year that Drake May's had so far.
Well, I think Drake May – I think he'll get his due come NFL draft time.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because the scouts love him. You know, making 9-1 game against Georgia Tech this weekend. You know, yeah, 9-1. Which is hard to believe. Go from 0-6 last year on the road to 6-0 this year on the road. And you know, I got to give that terrible, awful defense some credit because in the fourth quarter when they had to, they shut Wake Forest out.
They did,
and they had to win that game. So you know, you got to give a crappy defense credit when it deserves a little bit of credit. And big interception, stop on downs, and I thought Luther and Antonio Green hurt a little bit to that offense. I don't think they had an answer for him or Josh Downs, but Downs really carried them, and Yeah, just another, you know, like you said, another good performance. I made Georgia Tech this weekend, and then you set up, in my opinion, where Drake May's got a chance to really shine is against the two best defenses he'll face, back-to-back NC State and Clemson. And he's going to have a chance to be against those two games because I think he'll get judged on those two games quite a bit, Mickey.
Well, let's judge him fairly. He won't. Because he's the freshman, and he plays at North Carolina. But and I'm going to leave you with this, Zeke. I'm going to let you off here. Appreciate the phone call, by the way. Have a great day. Let me give you the stats, okay? So Drake May, 3,400 yards, 34 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Caleb Williams, 3,010 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. So May has more yards, more touchdowns, and just one more interception. Hendon Hooker, 28-88. And again, May's got 600 more yards. 24 touchdowns. May's got 7 more touchdowns. And May has 1 more pick, 3-2. You can put C.J. Stroud in there. Stroud, 2,700 yards, 34 touchdowns, 4 picks. So the same amount of touchdowns. 700 more yards passing by Drake May. And 1 less interception. Who else you going to put in there? You gonna put Bryce Young, 2,400 yards, 22 touchdowns, 4 picks. So you got 12 less touchdowns, 1 more pick, and 1,200 less yards. I mean, Drake May, the only quarterbacks in the country to throw for more yards is Michael Penix Jr. Did the great job at Washington. He deserves some credit. 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, 3,600 yards. Austin Reed at Western Kentucky. You want to talk touchdown passes? No one has more touchdown passes in the country. He's tied with C.J. Stroud for the most touchdown passes in the country. You want to talk picks? The only quarterbacks who have thrown less picks, Duggan at TCU, he's thrown 1 less. Hooker's 1 less. Caleb Williams 1 less. Grayson McCall's thrown 2 less. I said three there. And here's another thing. He's outrushed all of those guys. We don't talk enough about that. He's their leading rusher. When Drake May is the offense, no one has done what this young man has done this season. 584 yards and 5 touchdowns on the ground. 39 touchdowns altogether. No doubt about that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texture 5568 says, shout out to Coach Tucker and Sparty, that meaning Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker has a chance at Michigan State. He still has a tough job at Michigan State in some ways. But Mel Tucker's team is like so many other teams out there. You don't know what you're going to get from week to week. And this was a big preseason favorite team. But they're 5-5. They did beat Rutgers this past weekend. That's a good win for them. But they did get a win against Rutgers. So good to see. I love this. This is JD in Piedmont. JD said, my brother was recently diagnosed with ALS. I am so sorry to hear that. Thoughts and prayers to you and your brother and your family and their friends are there, JD. He goes, I reached out to Dabo to do something special for him. We were invited to practice last week, first time ever. 3 things. We saw the throwback play to DJ first. That's pretty cool. You saw it before we saw it on Saturday. 2, the speed and strength is unbelievable in person. Yeah, when you see it there too. And he goes, and 3, I'm excited about Adam Randall's future. He looks different. But you know what I took from that more than anything else? Is that you reached out to the football staff and Dabo had your brother there. I hope we continue to make strides with ALS. And for your family's sake, JD, my prayers are with you through that journey. And I hope that God provides you guys with some peace and hopefully a pretty peaceful journey through all that. To our phone lines again in the final minute or so. Let me get Tennessee Duke. Tennessee Duke, good offensive performance for you. Kind of got a little scared there at halftime. You guys pulled away, though. Nice win for you guys.
Hey, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. Hope you are, too.
Hey, not bad. Zeke, I 100% agree with you. Real quick, Drake May, if he weren't a freshman – and it were in the 50s and 60s, he would probably be the Heisman front runner by a long way. The dude's had an incredible season. Problem is he doesn't get enough TV time nationally.
Yeah.
And he's a freshman. That's the only issue with him. Other than that, he should win it.
He's had the best year of anybody in the country.
Absolutely. I've watched him a few times. The dude's outstanding. I mean, he's incredible. The game Saturday, great bounce back from the week before. It was blatantly obvious in the first half that we weren't going to throw the ball deep. Heupel wanted to drive the ball. We had four drives of over 75 yards in the first half and almost 400 yards of offense in the first half. And then then they blew the brakes off of them in the second half. But it was a pretty interesting game plan coming off the Georgia game because they had trouble with driving the ball on Georgia, and they wanted to work on that. It was pretty obvious. I mean, not being in the offensive game room, but when you sit and watched it Saturday, if you paid attention, they did not try to go deep at all in that first half. Didn't even consider a pass that I recall. And I like that. I like the workaround because they needed to figure out how to, to offset what Georgia did in their game plan last week.
That's a good point. I got to get to the top of the hour here. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, right, Tennessee, man. Duke.
Have a good one, Mickey.
You too, buddy. The thing about Tennessee is it's a numbers game. You want a light box, they're going to run the ball. You want a heavy box, they're going to throw the ball. And so they dictate to you. Your defense dictates to them, but then they're so balanced in the run game and the pass game that they take care of that, and they do a terrific job just by – it's a sheer numbers game. And Hooker's smart enough, and the pace is smart enough. The pace gets you off balance, no doubt. We have a third and final very busy hour. Love to hear from you, 654-ROAR, 654-7627 with Will Clinton, Mickey Plotter. Come back for hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.